From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The U.S. says it's ready to use force to stop North Korea's nuclear and missile programs, although U.S. UN Ambassador Nikki Haley told the Security Council Wednesday the U.S. prefers a diplomatic solution. Her comments followed Tuesday's test of an intercontinental ballistic missile by North Korea that some experts said could reach U.S. territory. Haley said the U.S.
Their actions are quickly closing off the possibility of a diplomatic solution. The United States is prepared to use the full range of our capabilities to defend ourselves and our allies. One of our capabilities lies with our considerable military forces. We will use them if we must, but we prefer not to have to go in that direction.
Haley said the U.S. would propose new U.N. sanctions, perhaps cutting off oil and hard currency to Pyongyang, as well as increasing air and maritime restrictions. Senior fellow at the Washington-based International Institute for Strategic Studies, Michael Elliman, said North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un did not test a missile that threatens the entire U.S., which suggests two things.
One, they don't have the capacity to test a missile that could reach the continental United States. But two, he may be worried that testing something that could reach, say, Kansas City would be a red line that he has crossed.
Meanwhile, the U.S. Defense Department says it has confidence in its ability to defend against the limited North Korean threat. Zambia's President Edgar Lungu has said he intends to seek Parliament's approval to impose a state of emergency following a series of arson attacks, including one that destroyed part of the main market in Lusaka. Political tensions are on the rise since the arrest on treason charges of the main opposition leader, Hakainde Hichilema. This is VOA News. The four Arab countries that cut ties with Qatar Wednesday expressed disappointment at what they called Doha's negative response to their demands it stop supporting terrorism. Meeting in Cairo, they indicated their month-long boycott of the tiny Gulf nation will continue. Sheikh Khalid bin Ahmed Al Khalifa is Bahrain's foreign minister. Qatar, which has denied supporting terrorism, has accused the four, Saudi Arabia, Bahrain, the United Arab Emirates, and Egypt, of clear aggression. Its foreign minister is Sheikh Mohammed bin Abdul Rahman Al Thani. The four countries, among their demands, want Qatar to close a Turkish base on its soil, shut down the Al Jazeera broadcast network, and distance itself from Iran. Russia, Turkey, and Iran Wednesday failed to agree on de-escalation zones in Syria during peace talks conducted in Kazakhstan. Russia and Iran, which support Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, agreed to work with Turkey, which backs rebels, to establish four de-escalation zones. The three hope to reach a consensus by the end of August. Meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said the U.S. is prepared to discuss joint efforts with Russia to stabilize Syria, including establishing no-fly zones. He said the U.S. also wants to discuss the use of on-the-ground ceasefire observers and delivery of humanitarian aid to civilians. Pro-government supporters wielding pipes and wooden sticks Wednesday burst into Venezuela's opposition-controlled National Assembly, attacking lawmakers, injuring several. Tensions with the government of socialist President Nicolas Maduro are high as anti-government protests continue on an almost daily basis. At least 90 people have been killed in protests since early April. Lawmakers have approved plans for a July 16 referendum on Mr. Maduro's plan to create a new legislature to rewrite the Constitution. A U.S. soldier was killed, two others wounded, in an attack in Afghanistan's southern Helmand province after they were hit by a mortar shell. The Pentagon said the soldiers were part of Afghan military operations against the Taliban. Nearly 80 people were killed, dozens injured, when a truck crashed in Central African Republic. Tuesday's accident occurred about 10 kilometers outside the town of Bambari. The truck, heavily loaded with people and goods, was heading to a market in the village of Maloum when it tipped over. The medical condition of the U.S. congressman shot and wounded last month has worsened. Steve Scalise, the number three Republican in the House of Representatives, has developed an infection and has been taken to intensive care at the MedStar Washington Hospital. His condition is listed as serious. The gunman, James Hodgkinson, who had a history of posting anti-Republican messages on social media, was killed in a shootout with police. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.